Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist Jane Ann Morrison. And on the Power Pundit panel today, Chuck Muth and David DeMoor. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Jane Ann Morrison, one of Nevada's premier reporters. You can read her columns in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on a weekly basis. Pleasure to have you back.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the Speaker of the Assembly. I have never seen anybody embraced by both sides of the political aisle as much as this woman. What is her magic?
She works. It really boils down to the fact that everybody knows she is busting her fanny. She's there late. I got a return call from her the other day at 10 o'clock at night. She had just gotten out of a meeting. She was still in the building. And I think people admire workers and wonks. We kind of want more workers and wonks up at the Nevada legislature and fewer grandstanders, and she's not a grandstander. So I think her secret is, you know, she knows tax policy better than most legislators up there, so she's got a grasp on that. You know, she changed the what they call the C tax up there, which is, you know, the ones that the counties and the cities share. She changed that very quickly. It went right through. There were some protests, but she had her facts, she had her figures, and she went with it. And so I think that that is what people admire about her.
Do you think that she's admired by the conservatives because she's a businesswoman and she understands the needs of business as well?
Well, that wouldn't be the first thing that would come to mind, but yeah, I do think she is a conciliatory person. She's trying very hard to get both to make this the first session where the Democrats and the Republicans are courteous to each other, you know, when they're not threatening to kill each other.
What would a legislature be without?
Yeah. And so I think that she wants this to be a different legislature, and whether she can pull it off is I don't know, because towards the end, when people get short-tempered and tired and start fighting, and it really comes down to push comes to shove, and they have to decide, you know, what's going to pass and what's not, she's going to be right there in the negotiating room. And it may not all be sweetness and light at that point.
Did it surprise you that things started so early with this introduction of a potential mining tax from the six Senate Republicans?
Well, that did surprise me. It surprised me a lot because they sort of stole the thunder from the Democrats, who have long supported changing the law so that the cap can be lifted. And what is surprises me even more is how quiet the Democrats have been. It's like these Republicans, led by Senate Minority Leader Michael Robeson, have sort of taken their issue away from them. I don't think that that's necessarily a good thing, because he got feet pushback right away from the Assembly Republicans. They were kind of mad. They were left out of it. They didn't get any heads up about it. So I think that it really might have helped him with. And even the Democrats, like I said, they're not saying a word. They had all their big proposals for improving education, but we're halfway through, and we still don't know how the Democrats want to pay for it. So, the mining tax issue is something that will take constitutional change, so it won't be something that'll resolve this session. It'll take a step forward, and I think it will take a step forward. I think people do want to lift the cap on that so that they can make some changes in the tax structure.
Have you noticed how quiet gaming has been?
Yeah. Yeah, they were quiet when it came to the margins tax. They didn't sign on to that. The mining industry desperately wants a broad-based tax, which would probably affect gaming. So they're laying low on this and not taking real forceful positions. I think there was something in the paper that Billy Vassiliadis, who I think is one of your future guests, said, and I forgot what it was, but it was, he's being unusually quiet. You're not seeing him quoted a lot. He's certainly not being the roustabout that he can be. And so I think that the gaming is waiting to see what's going to happen, but they haven't made any commitments yet.
Okay, and we're going to have Billy on for two shows next week, so we will see if we can get him to commit to a few things here. Let's take a break. More with Jan Ann Morrison when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jane Ann Morrison, columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What in the world is going on in the elections for North Las Vegas?
Well,
and especially in the mayor's race?
They're providing great, great amusement for everybody. North Las Vegas really has some strong competitors this time. There's some problems in Henderson, too, but they're not the strong competitors. They're not well-funded, and they have too many of them. In North Las Vegas, you really have Sherry Buck and John Lee. And both of them experienced politicians. He has his time in the Senate. He was ousted last time by, I would say, the unions, because they put up a very liberal candidate against him, Patricia Spearman. She won. They went door to door. They did a real strong campaign on her behalf. So I always think that when you've lost a race like that, you work a lot harder the next time. Kind of the Harry Reid
philosophy.
You know, he lost a couple of races, and then boy, he never lost another one after that, because he learned that you give it your all. Senator Lee is giving it his all. He is was endorsed by the Review Journal. The mayor is in there at a time when they built the great big city hall that everybody thinks is a waste of money. The unions are vehemently against her because she voted to allow the city manager to cut $31 million from the budget. And as a result of that, you lost jobs at both in the fire department and the police. So they are strongly, strongly against her. There's also a Ward 3 election involving that County Commissioner Tom Collins has gotten into, and he's supporting the woman who is his liaison, Janice Redondo, and then they're running against the incumbent, who's Anita Wood.
And you wrote in a column recently that you see all kinds of conflicts there.
I do think, it's interesting, because I think there are potential conflicts, and it depends on how she handles it. If Janice Redondo actually wins, and there's a third person in there, Tony Gales, who's running a very quiet campaign. He only has about $6,000. So the two gals have over $50,000 each. And again, Tom Collins is very involved in it. So I don't think it'll be decided in the primary. It'll go to the general, but I expect it to be even more ferocious than the mayor's race. But Janice is Tom Collins' liaison, which means she deals with all the townships and things like that. She knows a lot of people. She's very funny. As I spoke to her, she's very funny, very witty, said things like, my job is to help people, and she has helped people. But Anita Wood questions, and it's a legitimate question, who's her loyalty to? When it comes down to something like a Sloan Channel, which your Northern Nevada viewers aren't going to understand, but it was
a little deep in the weeds there.
A little deep in the weeds. But anyway, it's a channel that North Las Vegas built a wastewater treatment plant, and then they released it in the channel. Well, the channel is owned by the county. And so they sued each other. I mean, they both got into that. So that's a hot issue. Some of the jail issues have become hot.
But basically, the financial condition of
North Las Vegas,
I mean, they could at some point be taken over by the state, potentially.
North Las Vegas, that has been discussed a lot, and that's why they did those massive cuts, so that they could ward that off. But the bottom line is Janice Redondo's loyalty going to be to North Las Vegas, or is it going to be to her employer, the county? Now, the county has said if she wins, they'll move her to another position in the county, so it won't be directly under Tom Collins. But, you do have to wonder. Those are divided loyalties. And, I expect if she wins, she'll be before the Nevada Ethics Commission on something.
Okay. What do you think about Mayor Bloomberg of New York dropping $300,000 in the Las Vegas market going after Senator Heller on gun control?
Well, I think the television station should be very happy about that.
They are very happy.
They really have to wonder. I mean, I don't know how many people here are going to fall in line with Mayor Bloomberg. You know, man who tried to stop you from getting a big gulp. So I don't know that he's going to sway a lot of people. I saw the ad today at noontime. It was a good ad, but I'm just not sure if Nevada viewers are going to suddenly rise up and start demanding that Senator Heller change his views. He's not going to be here to really, you know, he's in Washington, D.C., so he's not going to be here to see all of it, and I just don't think there's going to be a big uprising. But I think the money's good, and you should welcome it.
Well, it's not coming in my pocket at this point in time, but we're working on that. You know, you bring up the issue that the large soft drinks. Do you you know, you and I both come from a generation where, you know, coming out of World War II and the Depression and everything, and everything was so much smaller, drink sizes, portion sizes, etc. With all the marketing that's aimed towards people, and now the New York Times reporting that there are actually things in fast food that actually can make them addictive, does the average person really stand a chance? And don't we need somebody to stand up and say, enough is enough? If you want it, you can have it, but maybe you have to go back to the counter twice.
Well, downsizing. You're not really talking about the tax issues.
No, I'm talking about the average person does not realize that you're supposed to have 3 ounces of a protein,
right,
not a half a pound.
Right. And I think, you know, that's one thing Michelle Obama has tried to do desperately, is to get that word out for childhood obesity and to teach kids at a much younger age. You know, I think the huge portions are sad, and I think most people take half of it home. It is interesting when you get a Coke or something. You know, those of us who drink Diet Cokes don't worry about it, but if you drink a regular Coke and they give it to you in something this big, you're going to drink it. If they give it to you in something this size, you're probably going to drink it. You might go back and get a little bit more, but you're not going to drink as much, I don't think. You know, I think we have to take, in Nevada, of course, we are very much for independence and for making our own decisions. I actually thought that Assemblyman Harvey Munford's attempt to wrestle with that question, which was to add a nickel to a hamburger and then put that money into education, I thought was silly, because a nickel isn't going to stop anybody.
No.
It's not going to make a difference. So I thought that was kind of a stunt, actually.
Yeah, but people do need help because
they're not getting it.
Always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Consign Furniture of Reno, the largest consignment store in Northern Nevada. Come down and check out 23,000 square feet of showroom. New inventory arriving daily with 70% off of retail. Easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve.
Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Get our best offer ever. Beat the clock and take 25% off your entire furniture purchase this Friday and Saturday only. Plus, get 6 months interest-free financing. Beat the clock. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Chuck Muth is here with Citizen Outreach, and Dave DeMora is a UNLV professor of political science. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
So what did you think of this idea of betting on federal elections, the Senate Bill 418 that came out?
This guy, interesting. What I want to know is who's going to do the actual handicapping. Right on that one there. If they look at our
polling, will they be calling you?
If they do the polling in Nevada, right, they're going to be totally flawed. They based on that. I thought it was kind of an interesting thing. Anything to get more people in the books, spend more money here. I think it'd be kind of fun to do. You already have the offshore markets, and they're pulling in lots of money on this. So why don't we grab a piece of that?
You know, when I was a kid, I worked in off-track betting in England, and they would bet on two flies going up the wall. Do you see any problems with this?
No, I was going to say it's if you can bet on whether or not the football will fall off the tee before opening kickoff on the Super Bowl, you should be able to bet on just about anything. If we're going to have gambling, well, who's to say you can't gamble on an election? I mean, we do it all the time anyway. So why not just do it legally and make a couple bucks off of it?
I couldn't agree more. It was interesting. The AFL-CIO put out a piece of research that came out today on prevailing wage that came from a professor at UNR, basically saying that there was really almost no difference between prevailing wage and places that didn't have prevailing wage. Do you buy that?
I mean, that's not an area that I'm an expert in on that one there. But, I mean, that's always one of those sort of things that always gets brought up every legislative session, and it's one of the things that becomes divisive between the parties there. The Democrats make it the hill to die for. The Republicans say, this is the problem with all the public works project there. And it's really hard to get good data. I'd be interested to take a look at that study and see what things. But I think that's going to come up, or at least Republicans are going to try to push that later in the session.
Chuck, your thoughts on this?
I think it's great that the AFL-CIO made the case for getting rid of the prevailing wage law. I mean, if there's no difference, and why is the government in the position of enforcing it and mandating it? It should have never gotten in there in the first place. It's been around for a lot longer than it ever should have been. It should have been repealed a long time ago. Just haven't had the willpower up in Carson City to do it. But there's no reason in the world for the government to be mandating wages, even a minimum wage, for anybody. It's insane.
One of the things that comes up constantly is that because the reporting is so onerous, that private businesses can't afford to do it, the private contractors can't afford to do it, whereas the unions on the other side of the coin have people in place to be able to put this together, and so therefore you get these out-of-whack numbers.
And that's one of the arguments against it, right, is you with all this stuff. You have these onerous requirements there, and it takes time, it takes resources for them to do that, or they could try to outsource to one of the payroll companies there. But it creates a big, big headache, and of course, if you don't do it right the first time, you're not going to get the contract the second time.
And I just found out recently that there is apparently a requirement for businesses to fill out a new census form that a lot of small businesses didn't know about. And it's a very extensive, time-consuming form to fill out. Yeah, business owners have enough to do trying to make a profit, especially in this economy, that if government really wanted to help, it would just get the hell out of the way and leave them alone and let them do what they're supposed to do. That's the only way you're going to create jobs. This is crazy, this paperwork. The government, because that's what they do, figures that that's what business should do, is to fill out paperwork. That's not what business is out there for, and the government should just ease up.
And my bookkeeper is already overburdened, and it would be nice not to burden her with more stuff. Legalizing gay marriage in Nevada, we saw this outlawed several years ago. Do you think that there's an opportunity now to overturn this, and would it be beneficial, in your opinion, for the state of Nevada and its tourism industry to do so?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you've seen the swings.
Yeah, absolutely to both?
Absolutely to both those. I mean, the swings in public opinion on gay marriage in just the last decade have just been tremendous. We've never seen anything like it. I mean, you have to go back to the civil rights to see something as big a change in macro public opinion since there. And of course, I think Las Vegas Sun out a piece this week looking at that part of it, the economic component there. If we're already the marriage capital here, this is a way that you can sort of stoke that, make it a bigger part of it. You've also seen some of the resorts here of sort of try to create a niche in sort of the game market as well here. So, you know, if there's a dollar to be made in this, in Las Vegas would benefit from it. I don't see a reason why not to.
But the Mormon community has fought very strongly against this.
Well, it's going to happen. It's inevitable, first of all. It should happen. It's the right thing to do. The problem isn't that we're trying to let gays into the institution of marriage. The problem is that we already let government into the institution of marriage. Once that happened, you open up that whole equal protection argument, and you just cannot discriminate. And the Supreme Court, when the whole issue was between whether blacks and whites could marry, has already ruled 40-50 years ago that marriage is a right. So it's going to happen. Now, will it happen? No, it's not going to happen right now, because you have to do one of two things. Either the legislatures, those 63 people in Carson City, you have to have enough of them with enough of a spine to do the right thing, to put it on the ballot to repeal the constitutional amendment, or someone's going to have to go out and spend $250,000 at least to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot the next time, unless somebody with a lot, with very deep pockets. And frankly, Sam, the gaming community should do it, because you're absolutely right. This will benefit gaming and the tourism industry if we do it and we get ahead of the curve. If we wait for the Supreme Court to mandate that gay marriage be accepted throughout the country, Vegas is going to be, you know, way behind the curve.
And even if they were to push it this session, you still have to go a whole other cycle and they have to pass it again before it can go do the ballot. So we're at the least, it's three years away if you went that route.
But one of the things that will be beneficial is that gay groups around the country would be able to look at Las Vegas and say, okay, things are changing. Perhaps we weren't going there before. Now we can at least think in terms of going, because they're going in the same direction.
Yeah, I see more tolerance in the community, and I think they've already done that in some of their marketing, some of their outreach there. But that would certainly give them something they can hang their hat on.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it for today. We're going to hold you over, so stick around. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Only at Home Solutions at Ace. A new selection of beautiful bonded leather dual recliner sofas from Signature Designs. Only $6.99. Plus, seniors save an additional 10%. At this price, they won't last long. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. Pick your wood, pick your finish, pick your fabric. Heck, bring in your design, and we'll work with you to create whatever you have in mind. It's all here and more at your locally owned Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
When disaster strikes, will you be ready? Information is essential during a disaster. That's why we use the latest technology to keep you informed. When you register, you'll receive emergency alert messages on all your devices and phone numbers at once. Go to ReadyWasho.com. Click on the Get Message icon. Then just fill out this quick form. It's easy. Don't get caught unprepared. When disaster strikes,
be ready.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Pat Mulroy will be here, the Southern Nevada Water Boss. We'll see you on the next broadcast.